And now I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. So, Patsy, Bryn Boyce was in action today in the Czech Republic, where he finished ninth.
Yes, indeed. And finished ninth, as you say, and that was the European Walks Cup. So pretty much all the leading European athletes in that. And, you know, he was 11th with about 6K to go, and he pulled about two more places in the last 6K. So basically, really, everything this season, and I keep saying this, is going to be about Sapporo, which... where the Olympics are for him in Japan. So, you know, he's 50k there again. He needs to recover from this. He needs to learn from this and bring that learning along with his coach who was there with him today, Rob Heffernan, and build on this 50k and have a real good rattle when he gets into July and he gets to the Olympic Games. So, ninth and a 3:52 was his time. So, Really, it's just all about, it's really all going to be all about how he assesses it, how he builds on it, what he's learned from it, and move on to the Olympic Games. So that's really the story of Brendan today.
And is that his last event before the Olympics will begin?
Well, there's a possibility that he can race other races, but, you know, really for 50K, it's really going to be about just log-on training and some really hard, long, tough sessions. And, you know, we're nearly there now. You know, they're only about 8 or 9 weeks. So, you know, he's got, I would say possibly he may walk the Nationals, which is a 10K for a speed session. When it comes up, you know, but really nothing significant in terms of him in the 50K. So it's all about prep, head, and get themselves ready now on the run to Sapporo, as I say, which is the venue for the Olympic Games for him.
Yeah, and how does that ninth place then set him up for the Olympics?
Well, I'm sure he would have expected a bit better, you know. I mean, a couple of years ago in the same venue at the same place, Pardubice in the Czech Republic, he finished fourth in that 50K, which was an exciting, you know. That was, I remember, as I said last week, I remember reporting it from Highland Radio when he was in third position and I was so bloody excited at the time, but he went back to fourth. But look, it is what it is. He is where he is, and, you know, it's really about the Olympic Games. I keep repeating this. It's about the Olympic Games. This season, his life at this point in time will be judged on where he kicks in when he gets to the Olympic Games. So ninth may not be all that delighted with it, but it's a solid performance.
Something to build on for the Olympics, for sure. And Patsy, then, sure, we'll look across then. You were speaking to me earlier and you were saying there was a Donegal record broken yesterday.
Yes, indeed there was. Adrienne Gallen from the Lippert Strabane Club, 49.39 in the hammer. You know, she's a very young girl, 16 years of age. She did hold the hammer record, of course. And, you know, she's just a great talent. I was very seriously loud in my praise of her over the last couple of years as she developed her career. But 49.39 is a big, big improvement on 48.58, which was her previous best Donegal record. And, you know, she's really going to be the first Donegal athlete in history to get over 50 metres this season, no doubt about that. And she did... Also, I need to underline this as well, she did get a medal in last year's National Senior Championship. So she's building a really, really solid career for herself. And going over 50 now will be a really big, big, big story when it happens. And it will happen for this young, dedicated young girl from the Lifford Strabane Club. And Lifford Strabane had a really good crowd up there yesterday in Belfast. And one of the other standout performances came from Ashley McCardle. She did well in a number of events, but she'll be particularly happy with her high jump at 156 for an under-15 athlete. So she's also a rising star in the sport as well from the Lifford Strabane Club. And, of course, from the Thin Valley Club from Castledare, Brian Lynch. He was out at 49 metres in the javelin to win that event. And he was thrown 700-gram javelin. He normally, in his age, should be thrown. So he was a year young. He should normally be thrown 600. He's an absolutely outstanding talent as well, so he is. And we'll see what the season, you know, how the season develops for him. But he's as good as there is in the British Isles in his age group at the javelin. So, look, let's hope he doesn't get injured. Let's hope it holds together as the season progresses. So he opened the season with 49+, and I'm sure he'll be happy with that.
Yeah, some good performances there from Donegal athletes, Patsy. Thanks for joining us today on Sunday Sport, Patsy.